In Parshat Bahar, we learn about the laws of Shemitah. The laws of Shemitah had previously been mentioned in a really brief sense back in Parshat Mishpatim. But over here, the way they're introduced is really quite interesting. The introduction is not here in Bahar, it was actually back in Emor. In Emor, we had a list of the various holidays, starting with Shabbat, and then moving through the various holidays. One thing which was really, you know, when you pay attention at least, was really noticeable, is that it spoke not just about historicals in terms of the historical basis, Pesach, because we left Egypt, or Sukkot, because we lived in tents, or Shavuot, because that's the day the Torah was given. Rather, what we find is a strong emphasis on the agricultural aspects of these holidays as well. Which means what the Torah does is it takes the historical events and connects them with ideas in the calendar which were incredibly meaningful to the farmer. So therefore, Pesach is in the spring, and it's always stressed it must be in the spring. But the spring for the farmer was a really important time. But right after Pesach, we find that there is another idea which is introduced, and that's something which we call the Omer. And what we have over there is these 7 weeks, 49 days, which are to be counted. And at the time as we're watching this, or we're reading about this, we're learning about this, we understand that these 49 days are the days that go between different points in terms of the year or the life of the farmer. Things begin to grow, the very first grains, the first fruits, and so on. But as we move to Parshat Bahar, we realize what we had seen earlier, 49 days, 7 weeks, 49 days, has now become a macrocosm of a similar concept, which means now when we take a look, we have 7 years, which is Shemitah, 7 times 7 years, which leads us to the 49th year, and finally to the Jubilee year, to the Yovel. So therefore, in a certain sense, the Yovel is parallel to the holiday of Shavuot. And that itself is something which is worth noting and worth understanding, because to say it again, there's a microcosm and there's a macrocosm. So what was accomplished by connecting the agricultural experience of the farmers to the historical holidays? Obviously, it gave the days significance. It meant that we can't just divide our worlds in the sense that we have our worlds, our work that we do, and then we have our religious lives. No, it goes together. The life of the farmer goes together with historical holidays. They merge together, they mesh together, and they create, instead of two separate experiences, they create one whole. And therefore, the farmer is brought into what we can call God consciousness. He understands that he has a partner. He understands that God is the partner. He understands that God has given them this land. And then we move from Shemitah all the way to Yovel. Every 7 years, the farmer gets a whole new message that the partner has some demands. How is it that we can remember that the land was given to us by God when every 7 years God says what he says to us on a weekly basis? Rest on the seventh day. Rest on the seventh year. God gives us 6 days a week, and the demand that he makes is we rest on the seventh. God gives us the land for 6 years, and the demand that he makes is that we rest on the seventh. This reminds us that ultimately, the land doesn't belong to us. The land is given by God. Or if perhaps we can look at it differently, we have a partner. There's a partnership. God is our partner. God reminds us that ultimately the land is his. God reminds us that ultimately we need to lead the life of the farmer, and in all of our business, in all of our endeavors, in all of our work, realizing that we have a senior partner. And this partner, very often, even though God is truly the senior partner, God could be quiet and God doesn't get involved, although there are many, many laws. And again, this applies both to the farmer and the person who works in any other area. There are many, many laws. But over here, the farmer needed to be reminded every 7 years, it's mine. And every 50 years, we have an experience, this jubilee, where things return, land returns, everything goes back to its rightful owner, which of course should serve as a powerful reminder that their actual rightful owner is God. And God indeed is our partner. And if a farmer feels this on a daily basis, I think it really transforms who he is. But the truth is, all of us should feel this on a daily basis. It's God who provides us what we have. Because in this world, God truly is our senior partner.